Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Patrick Mahomes, congratulations, you're a girl dad. And her name is Sterling. Your dog's names are Steel and Silver. Why does my favorite quarterback have to put me in this tough position?
And the pregnancy photo shoot.
The inner conflict is more than I can handle. You guys have sent me all of these posts wanting me to roast it, my favorite quarterback. Sterling, Silver, Steel. Maybe it is his fault. Those all mean second place. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna say that the pregnancy shoot, she looks like a second place Cinderella. I'm not gonna say that. Congratulations to the Mahomes family. Jackson's my favorite TikToker. Let's get to today's episode. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, Patrick and Brittany, they had their sweet little girl. Your old dad, Patrick Mahomes, famous NFL quarterback. I'm sure you've heard of him. My favorite team, the Chiefs. I got a lot of DMs from people being like, look what they named their kid. Look at this photo shoot they did, which we just showed. And I was being called a coward. Like, don't take it easy just because you're fans of them. So I did take it easy, though. I am a coward. But, you know, Sterling, this is real. His daughter, Sterling, dog's names, Steel and Silver, is all very second place names. Tom Brady's kids, I don't know their names, but if I were to guess, they're probably Gold. Their names are probably Goat, Champ, Jawline. You know, I don't know. My firstborn son's name? You guys, obviously, that's going to be crazy because I've made fun of names so much. My wife, she threw out some like, a family name. What if we named our son Bridges? I was like, that's career suicide. I can't. It's got to be Jim or Influenced. Something like that. Pod. Name him Pod. Pod Kennedy. You know, try to beef up what I do. But that, I had to go in on that, but that's fine. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes, congrats to them. I don't think she has this last name yet. Maybe never will. I'm not here to talk about that. Maybe they'll hyphenate the name. Mahomes, whatever her last name is. Which, that's fine. What happens when two hyphenated names get married? Is it a quadruple hyphenated name? Are we in 2150? Am I going to be like, hey, son, did you know your young man, get over here. Did you know your great great grandpappy was Trey Kennedy, influencer extraordinaire? That's right. We're talking to you, little Tommy Kennedy Bridges Jackson, Jimmy Johns, Bruxley Macaulay. Like, oh, wait, how this is getting really long. And that's fine if people want to do that. I don't care. I can't wait to meet the first octuplet name. My name is, well, his last name. We didn't want to combine last. I don't want to take his name because I like my last name. So we hyphenated it and we hyphenated it again. Anyways, great show for y'all today. Thanks for coming back to Correct Opinions. You can watch it on Trachea News Studios YouTube channel or my Facebook page. Please do. It's a lot of fun. And we had a good show for y'all today. We review this rich lady left her riches to her dog. Stan, talk more about dogs. A football player got his tail whooped by a more athletic fighter person. My worst nightmare. And I got sassy with a couple people over the weekend. All that and more on Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Did you know you're more poor than a dog? Me too. Yeah, I'm not just making fun of you. A dog has more money than you, man. He does. Or she does. I'm sorry. I've misgendered the dog. Lulu. Again, I'm presuming that seems like a female name. Again, I'm sorry, Lulu, if you are a male dog. I have yet to see the video. I don't know if we show your undercarriage. Dog named Lulu inherits $5 million after owner's death. Let's watch.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Lulu.
The perfect. I mean, talk about a gripping intro to that.
She's a good little girl.
Did they get this on the poor woman's deathbed? That sounds like that SpongeBob episode where they're like, they're selling chocolate. And the lady's like a french fry.
What did you say? They're selling. She's a good little girl.
You must have been a very good girl.
This shows a video of the dog like coaxing this poor lady on her deathbed to like sign the will over to him.
Sign it.
Because when her owner recently died, he left $5 million in his will to take care of his beloved 8-year-old border collie.
Okay, looks like the late husband was the one who left it. He left it to the dog instead of his poor old love?
Could Rusty, Lulu, could you spare some change for Granny? He gave you all my cash.
I don't really know what to think about it, tell you the truth. Here you go. There you go.
Martha Burton has been caring for Lulu for a few years.
I don't want to judge, but if you're watching this woman is in a very modest setup. It looks very cozy and grandma-like. I mean, $5 million. You could give her a new futon or something.
The dog's owner was a successful businessman from Tennessee who traveled a lot and didn't want to leave Lulu alone.
Oh, yes, he loved the dog.
Now that he's passed, Martha is Lulu's permanent caretaker. An estate will reimburse her for reasonable expenses to care for the dog. But Martha says Lulu isn't very high maintenance, so she's going to have to get creative to spend this vast fortune.
I'd like to try.
Reports say it's unknown what will happen to the money after Lulu passes away. But as long as she's alive, this posh pup will surely want for nothing.
It's hard to say what they'll do with all that money once he dies.
Woof! Invest in Dogecoin! Woof!
What? The dog has all the money? What are we doing? Is he going to bury the money by all his bones? He's back there digging. He's putting his money up. It gets complicated. Does poor Lulu have to pay the taxes on the amount? Good luck paying taxes without thumbs, Lulu. How are you going to sign into TurboTax when you don't even know how to type or talk or pay tax? I'm an adult with a college degree and I can barely pay taxes. How is this border collie going to do it? Martha, the new caretaker, I bet you know what she needs to do? She goes, sit. Let me teach you how to sit. No, because dogs, they can be trained. You can get a dog to do whatever you tell it. Sit. No. Write me into your will. Lulu, sit, roll over. Now, roll over some of that cash into my account. Play dead. All right, gotta find it while it's dead. Do you guys hear about the new Air Bud movie? They've already made like 7 of them. Air Bud versus Trump. Who's the better investor? That's how Trump's going to come back. That's how Air Bud's going to come back. And this Doge is going to the moon. Oh, gotta love stories like that. He sure loves his doggy. So Martha, the caretaker, is taking care of Lulu, and she has $5 million to spend. I don't. That gets complicated. I'm sure she has to go through business managers. What can she justify as a doggo expense? You know, old ladies love cruises. Can she take the dog on a cruise? Not yet. You know, does Martha have the vaccine? Will the dog get the vaccine? If so, can they go on a cruise? That could be a write-off. Just the good stuff. You guys seen people online who feed their dog human food? That's wild to me. Because, hey, ladies, you know, half the dudes out there don't feed themselves human food. They like, I got Tony's pizza in the freezer that costs $1. That's not food. I don't know. That's how I was living, dude. Cholesterol down 20 points in marriage, baby. What's up? Yeah. It's like I'm living with a rabbit. But the...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
These people, you've seen this? Have you seen this, Derek? People feed, they cook and feed their dogs real food.
Like steaks? Or
yes. I can't believe it. I have to find it. Like, look at this. I said, okay. I just googled feeding dog human food. My man, there's this trend I've seen where they feed dogs like raw meat. You just buy like ground beef and feed it to your dog. Just buy them that weird dog food stuff. This guy's
add 3 of them, and I give these to Gohan like once or twice a week. 1 or 2 blueberries to Gohan's breakfast every day. All right, so this is his breakfast right here.
He's giving him 3 chicken feet, a pound of raw beef, and 2 blueberries. What? 2 blueberries, huh? That's about all I can get down to, man. Fruit sucks. I talked to my Katie about this recently. She was like, my little brother in college, we finally got him to buy a cucumber. I'm like, dude, college dudes, I did not have a fruit from 2013 to 2016. I feel confident saying that. I tried to buy some fruits. Number one, fruits are not... Those berries, they get expensive, man. Bananas. Love bananas. But Hey, if you eat a green banana, how many dead bodies you got in your basement? You need those sour, crunchy bananas. You got to let them get nice and freckled. Like a beautiful freckled nose of a prairie girl in the sun. And that's when they're sweet and delicious. But that's like a 12-hour window. I buy 5 bananas. I'm a little chimpanzee for a day. I gotta eat 5 bananas or they go to waste. That, hey, that's ultimate debate. You tell me, you, if you don't eat your bananas nearly brown and freckled, you're a crazy person. You need to hang it up. Because I don't know how people are eating those green ones. But I don't think I ate a fruit for that many years because this too, I'd buy it, it'd rot. I was like, I can't even, I just have to put this on pause. But this dog's eaten a couple blueberries and that's a husky, which it's a wolf. If you have a dog that looks like that and eats whole chicken feet,
oh boy,
you own a wolf.
Stay. Stay.
Look. Okay. He's crunching up a chicken foot. What are we doing? I don't get all that, man. Moving on. Big story in the news in the past week or so. An Oklahoma football player got his face just pummeled in by a random guy. It was at a bar. This video went viral. Basically, dudes in the bathroom like, what's up, bro? What's up? What's up? And then they actually fought. Very rare. I've seen many guys be like, you good? You good? And you know what the difference was? The guy who fought him had, I think, the video's blurry, but I'm willing to bet he had a cauliflower ear. Oh, if I'm scared to even look a guy in the eyes who has cauliflower ear. Or even meet him. Shake his head. How you doing, man? Nice to meet you. Next thing you know, he's got me in a triangle choke. I got my nose is buried in his knee pit, and I'm being asphyxiated. I just can't. I don't know how. Number one, I'm a little scaredy boy. But number two, I don't know how any dude wants to fight anybody. Because I'm like, I don't know if this guy's got up his sleeve. I got nothing up my sleeve. All I got up my sleeve are little arms that can curl 20 pounds. That's all that's up my sleeve. This guy, I don't know. He could be Jackie Chan. Shout out last episode. But so people don't think I'm randomly saying that. And like I was on a cruise once, speaking of cruises, and I was like in college, I don't know, 21, 22. And this group of little high school seniors, for whatever reason, I think they're just looking for a fight, but they kept like coming up to me and my buddies late at night. Like, you guys got a problem? And we're like, no, we don't. None of us weigh over 180, dude. Leave us alone. And they're little guys, and they're like, we're going to college to wrestle. And this kid was, I had 80 pounds on this little guy. And I had no doubt that he could toss me over the side of the ship. So I talked to this guy like he was the Prince of England. I was like, so, how are you doing today, sir? How are you enjoying the amenities? Great, great. Oh, where are you headed to college? I'm sure you'll flourish there, young man. I'm not messing with that. But this, I'm not going to show the video because I don't know. It's, this guy gets the tar beat out of him, but they're in a bathroom. The guy, the OU player, clearly kind of confronts the guy. And then it's reported this guy's like MMA wrestling fighting experience, and he just pummels the guy. And this kid now, he had to have surgery. He almost like had to give up his eye. Like I think he's fine, but it's just funny because all the quotes are like, this poor, I mean, he didn't deserve this. He was just attacked. I'm like, well, started it. Guy ended it. And that's why I don't go to the men's, that's why I use the women's bathroom. Because that, a big perk, I mean, if anything, I know a lot of people are not for the mixed bathrooms or getting to choose what bathrooms to go into. But this is, men's bathrooms are down. Their trend is going down because now I'm scared to go to the men's bathroom. I don't want to lose my left eye. If I'm going to be polite. Ooh, here's a question for my Tracidias out there, my Rectees, my correct opinion listeners. There's the single bathrooms, but they're still like gender. You have, it's one at a time though. No gender to me. Oh, the men's is locked. Women's is unlocked. Don't care. It's one at a time. And I'd like to y'all's thoughts on that. Am I breaking the law? I don't know. One time I came to a Taco Bell in the women's lady and the women's one at a timer and a woman at Taco Bell in the middle of the day. Only people at Taco Bell in the middle of the day are gross dudes in their early 20s, me, or people who are down bad, or people who don't mind their intestines being down bad. This lady was not having a good day. And she's like, that's the women's bathroom. And I'm like, okay, if there's ever a place in the world where I could have a little bit of leeway on needing the bathroom ASAP, I thought it would be Taco Bell. But this lady was ticked off. But otherwise, I've done it a time or two, and I think people are fine with it. But I was at a plant store recently. The wife and I went to a plant store to buy a nice plant. It's the things I do these days. Saturdays, I used to like sleep till noon and play Call of Duty in my pajamas. And I'm like, what? Dracaenas, are those, what kind of light do those need? Do you want to grab a matcha latte while we're out? And there was a bathroom. A men's was locked, another guy behind it. I was like, man, I'm just going to, I did what I had to do. Plant store. Well, a lot of people were saying, this young man, he's a superb kid. We're shocked that he did this. But I bet none of his bros on the team are saying that. Me, if I got in a fight, people would be like, I think people would be surprised. I don't know. Yeah, they would. I think I'd say I want to get in a fight. If they said, hey, someone beat Trey up, people would be like, yeah, maybe. But I don't think I would get in a fight. I can get a little sassy, y'all. You guys, I'm just shooting you straight. I've talked to probably many stores on here where I get frustrated with customer service people. I usually keep my cool, and I still did this. But I had two instances in one weekend, bad weekend. I went to dinner with some friends, went to a bar Friday night, and it was, you know, fairly busy, but, you know, they're still COVID-y, and they got spacing. And me and two friends, we sat at the end of the bar. There was two seats, and I kind of stood by them. We're like, okay, that's fine. And we stood there, and we kind of chatted. We kind of like stopped paying attention because we were chatting, and then we kind of look up. It's been probably 10 minutes. Bartender's not even looked our way. We're trying to get her attention, da-da-da. Another few minutes. Finally, kind of get more aggressive, like, you know, excuse us. And she walks over. She's like, y'all breaking the rules. Three people, two seats. And then she pointed to someone else we didn't know. Like, and they're not, they were other dudes like our age. I guess she assumed we knew them. She's like, and they're doing it too. I was like, okay. So is that a no to a Miller Lite? And I literally go, you could have said that nicer. And she goes, what? What I wanted to do, what bad little little Trey's on this shoulder, what he wanted to do was to go, girl, if you don't pour me a ice cold beer right now, I'm going to scream. But little Trey was like, let's just leave because she doesn't want to wait on us. And we left. Next day, I got to get an oil change. That's lame. But I went. And I, you know, some of these dealerships, whatever, you can make like a reservation. And I called ahead. I said, hey, you don't have any reservations available today, but if I could drop it off, kind of get it. Like, yeah, we can do it by the end of the day. Cool. I show up. The guy goes, do you have a reservation, an appointment? I go, no. He goes, well, we're going to have to do that. That's how he said it. So I followed him. He sits down. He's like, what day of the week is typically best for you? And I go, for what? What, you know, for like an appointment. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Cannot drop it off today? He's like, I mean, we can. I just have no idea when it'll be ready. And this is when little Trey kind of all of a sudden sprouts up. And what I wanted to say was, will it be done in the next millennium? But I just go, you have no idea? Like, what? Like, would it be done today? He goes, yeah, like by the end of the day. I was like, okay, that's fine. He goes, so how's next Saturday at 3? And I kind of pause. I say, what? So I can't do it today? And he goes, all right, man. You know what? Just come on. And that's what happened. Then so as he's saying all this, it's a guy, we're in an office, and there's another younger dude who works at the place sitting there just kind of listening. And at this point, I'm like, this guy is really grinding my gears. And we walk back in. And he goes, all right. And he's just sassy as heck with me. He's like, all right, man, what's the name? And I go, Trey Kennedy. And the other guy goes, oh, no way, dude, no way. And I was like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, oh, yeah, dude, I love your videos. No, it's very nice. Like, what's up, man? As the other guy's like, name, you know, I said, Trey Kennedy. No way. And the guy just cuts him off. He goes, phone number. This guy couldn't care. And so I say the number. And in between the ticked off guy trying to get my info, is the fanboy guy going, do you live here? Do you want it? And the guy's going, address. I'm like, da, 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 da. As I'm, yeah, man, thanks. Hey, I really appreciate being a fan. Back to you. I don't like you. screw you. Here's that da 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 da. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Let's get a selfie for sure. By the way, dude. Yeah, I'll pick it up then. Da da da. You're a punk. You're cool. It was awesome. And when I picked up the car later, the guy was very nice. So shout out to my my Trace Adidas, man. Keep holding me down. Even getting an oil change when I didn't know what was happening. And I kept it cool. I wanted to sass these people, and because that's what we're doing, my Trace Adidas. We're out there making the world a better place. Not really. I don't leave my house that often at all, but I do actually leave the house sometimes, and that's for touring. TreyKeeney.com/tour. Bridgeport, Connecticut. There's literally like 6 tickets left. Go get them. And Phoenix, we're hoping to add shows. Get your tickets. TreyKeeney.com/tour. Get your merch. shop.treykeeney.com. These are almost sold out. Thank you guys, and I'm excited, man. The COVID is getting better again. Just like with anything, I've seen people say it'll be a year before herd immunity. Some people said we're here now. I don't know. Still, all I'm saying is that maybe the Are You Feel tour can happen later this year. I don't know. Thank you guys for the patience, but man, things are looking up. People have power again, and it's the snow is melting. Masks are coming off, kind of. Vibes are up. Vibes are up, dude. Cancun's got a new hotspot when you think about it, man. What Christie went there, I think. You got the mayor of Austin popped down to Cancun. Ted Cruz. It's the new hotspot, baby. I don't know. I'm just saying, I need to try to be governor so I can get a timeshare. But Ted Cruz popped on down to Cancun. Ted Cruz, born in Canada. People forget that. So, you know what? Maybe he got confused, right? Because he's born in Canada, then he's been in Texas for so long. And it, all of a sudden he looks up and it's freezing cold and it's frozen everywhere. He's like, oh, I'm back in Calgary somehow. And he's like, I got to fly south. So I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I think he's just like, call the jet. We got to get south. I'm in Canada again. And he got confused and it's a whole thing. That's what I think his PR team should have drafted up, went with. I think what he said was like, his daughter wanted to go, and he's like, so I had to drop her off. Which, again, when you're that maybe rich and powerful, we don't know. Maybe, like most people are like, I got to drop my kid off at soccer practice. He's like, okay, I'll be back in 8 hours. I got to drop her off in Cancun. But you always wonder with these things, like, is it just... Surely if you asked anyone before you did that, like, hey, should this guy who's like big time in Texas, should he like bail and go to Cancun? He probably shouldn't have. At the same time, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, do we want our politicians to like make it warm out? I don't know how that works, but yeah, just bad optics, big fan of optics. And that was not good optics. It's kind of like me. I don't know. Let's say I had a Trey Kennedy comedy show and the pipes burst and it was flooded and there was no power. And I said, hey, show must go on. And then you looked at my Insta story. I was in Cancun. You'd be like, okay, I understand you're not a plumber, Trey, but kind of like hung us out to dry. No pun intended. But Ted, his last name is Cruz. So I don't know why, but probably... He's missed cruises. He thought he was in Canada. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. So I'm sure that has only helped his chances of becoming president and whatnot. The guy, he keeps entertaining, man. Oh, I'm sure y'all see the United flight that there's video going around. Oh, I got to find this. It was like a fiery burning jet on one side. Holy moly. And any video I found of this is someone just like, wow, look at it. Have you ever done this? I've been on flights all the time where, like, if it's a little bit more turbulence, I've gotten better at this, but I'm just a little nervous and Ned. But there, it'll be turbulence, and I'll kind of like look around. Or I'll, what I'll do, one of my strategies, I look at the flight attendant's face. Because if they're chilling, I'm like, okay, I feel like they kind of know. Could you imagine looking up during turbulence? If I was a flight attendant, this is what I'd do. I'd be sitting down like this. They're like, hey, guys, everyone get your seats. Flight attendants, please sit down. We have a little turbulence. And I'd sit down and I'd buckle. And I'd just wait for nurse people to look up. And I'd look at them like, and just watch people's reaction. Or just as there's some turbulence, sit there as a flight attendant and just start going. Just start going, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Watch people lose their minds. Hold up a whiteboard that says, call the loved ones now. That'd be funny. But people were chill, man. This engine jet was on fire. United flight engine failure. Pretty cool that people can just... I don't know how they're still able to land that. Pretty cool. And then all the debris fall in the sky. Could you imagine being in your front yard outside of the Denver and just... So I love it. Happened over by like Denver. Yeah, it was like a Denver suburb or something like that. And debris fall in the sky. It's in Colorado, right? These Coloradians, they're out there just smoking their doobies. Stuff's falling from the sky. They're like... I got a bad batch. They start tripping, losing it out. Dude, I think that plane's on fire. They're like, the edible's kicking in. I think it's working. Look at this. There's like a whole engine jet in the front yard here. They got it taped off. I think they confirmed no one was, no one died from this or anything, which is cool. Like a big piece fell in a soccer field. No one's using because soccer is a dumb sport. I think that's why we're so thankful for that. Like, luckily, the debris landed in a soccer field. As you know, no one in America plays soccer. We are a very rich country. More people play lacrosse. Those sticks cost $300. It doesn't matter to us. We play it. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. I mean, yeah, going out on the road a little bit. Very excited to do that more, and maybe hopefully for the rest of the year, man. We got creating a lot of fun content over on the subscription side. The Do Less guest out here. We showed Derek's face on there. No, I'm just kidding. Not yet. We're going to, one of these days, we're going to have to show, maybe when we get to like, that could be a big reward when we get like a bunch of Do Less guests. Maybe like 2,500 or something. I mean, I'm talking, we got to really earn it because you never believe the jawline. But it's good, man. We posted some funny behind the scenes skits, had Katie in some of them. Shooting with Katie is great because it takes about 9 or 10 takes for her to do it without going. But it's fun. And in between her like real job, if you saw the new video, if 2020 and 2021 had a conversation, she popped in right when Jake was playing the year 1776. So we were trying to make a joke like, you know, 1776 would be like a sexist jerk. And so I was like, gotta get home to the wife. He's like, do you need me to strike her? Right as Katie walked in, she was like, what? And we just started dying laughing. Like, I promise that we can explain. She's like, I don't like what I'm hearing. But it's good. You know, she's on board with no violence. So just like this podcast. So again, we're very violence-free podcast. Primarily because I think if like you put me and my wife in an octagon, I'm not confident I'd come out. I'm just, she's got a little cauliflower ear, believe it or not. No, she doesn't. Cauliflower ear is funny. I don't know why. It kind of looks like cauliflower. I don't know. See, I tell you what, you put me against I have asparagus arms. That's what we call that. Asparagus arms don't get it done. Cauliflower ear does. I got asparagus arms and I got asparagus arms and like a russet potato butt. It just doesn't really, it doesn't get the job done. It doesn't. Or I don't have that banana bottom. Oh, that was one of my favorites from the Do Less Guest podcast with Jake. He's like, yeah, you got a peach shape. She's got a peach shape body like this. I was like, what? That's a great clip. I think I've posted around if you've seen it, but. Sometimes that's when a guy doesn't know, can't tell the difference between just fruits, you know, he probably doesn't get a lot of vitamins. But yeah, I'm excited to get on the road, man. I think this. I think we're really entering the roaring 20s. I read this really interesting article that's basically saying it's been a really hard year, and there's definitely been a percentage of people who like were out of work and really struggling, and that sucks. But there's a large amount of people who kept their job, just didn't spend any money because we couldn't do anything. They got more money from the government, and so it's about to be on and popping, baby. Like I was really pleasantly surprised at the ticket sales to the shows we just put out. I'm like, oh, people are ready to get out the house a little bit. So I'm very excited. I think it could be like one of the best years yet, as long as we beat China in the Olympics. But that is correct opinions for today. We're trying to do more visually fun stuff. So if you ever want to pop over and watch it, Trey Kinnear Studios on YouTube, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for all the love, my people. We'll talk to you every week, like always. Do let God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.